Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, my name is Connie Turman, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. They may be the men in blue, but they won't be driving blue vehicles much longer. Black and white is back. The Kirkland Police Department is changing the color of their police vehicles. The blue-colored cars will be slowly replaced with black and white cars. Why the change? According to studies, the traditional black and white cars are more easily recognized. They boost officer morale, as seen as more approachable, and help deter criminal behavior. The first of the new look car will be patrolling the streets of Kirkland by mid-December. 116,000 separate items sit waiting to be discovered at the grand opening of the renovated Kirkland Library.
For those of you who haven't visited the library for a while, it's more than just books. It's DVDs, CDs, magazines, newspapers, recorded books, database access, and internet access as well.
Managing librarian Elsa Steele invites you to take a look. The renovations to the library include an expanded children's area, additional meeting rooms, an automated check-in system, and lots of additional space. The soundproof quiet room, skylights, glass walls, and artwork, such as blown glass pieces and murals, will impress any book lover. To see all this for yourself, come to the grand opening on Saturday, December 5th at 10 a.m. For more information about the library or its grand opening, go to kcls.org. Have questions about the growth management, zoning regulations, and neighborhood planning? Consider going to the Neighborhood University on Tuesday and Wednesday, December 8th and 9th, from 7 to 8:30 at Kirkland City Hall. In the Tuesday, December 8th session, you can learn about the State Growth Management Act and how it guides neighborhood planning for the future. In the Wednesday, December 9th session, a status of the Central Houghton and Lakeview neighborhood plan updates will be presented. For more information, go to the website below. The Washington State Department of Transportation is conducting a study to see if express toll lanes will help relieve traffic congestion on I-405. Express toll lanes are free carpool lanes that are also open to solo drivers who pay a toll. The toll rates will adjust depending on traffic. These express toll lanes will connect with the current ones in SR 167. The study is part of a master plan that includes new highway lanes, improved interchanges, and expanded transit services. The next advisory group meeting is December 10th. For more information, or if you have comments or suggestions, go to the website below. Rain and cold weather did not stop people from contributing to an important cause. 500 people walked the 5K at the 5th annual Turkey Trot in downtown Kirkland. The event was put on by HopeLink and raised over $30,000 to go towards emergency services for homeless and low-income families in our community. For more information on HopeLink, go to hope-link.org. Starting in the new year, transferring between buses and trains in King, Kitsap, Pierce, and Snohomish counties will be going electronic. Instead of paper transfers, the ORCA card will be used for trips that involve transferring between agencies. Starting January 1st, you can save money by using your ORCA card. If you choose to use cash, you'll have to pay the full fare for each ride. If you get an ORCA card by February, the ORCA card fee will be waived. After February 1st, the fee is $5. You can get a card and add value to it online, by phone, by mail, at a ticket vending machine, or in person. For information about the ORCA card, go to theorcacard.com. Kirkland Downtown Merchants are coming together to help three nonprofit organizations this holiday season. If you can shop at participating businesses on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in December, these businesses will donate 10 to 15% of proceeds to HopeLink, Meow Cat Rescue, and the Kirkland Teen Union Building. Support local businesses and the community with your purchases. For a full list of participating businesses, go to thekirklanddowntown.org. In the last 5 years, cooking has been the number one cause of fires in the city of Kirkland, followed by hot ashes and smoking-related fires. Most of these fires occur in the months of November and December, which is also the holiday season. Here are some tips if you don't want firefighters visiting your home. Stay in the kitchen while using the stove. Leave room in cooking pots. Use minimal amounts of grease. Keep pot lids nearby to smother any fires. And keep paper and cloth away from the stove. Also, keep a fire extinguisher on every level of your home and make sure the smoke detectors are working. For more household fire prevention tips, go to the city's homepage and search for Household Fire Season. For seasonal safety tips on topics such as winter driving, holiday pet proofing, Christmas trees and homes, and heater and generator placement, go to the City of Kirkland homepage and search for seasonal safety tips. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.